Hertel Jr. He is the Register of Deeds for Ingham County, and he invited me to learn more about the foreclosure crisis, and he's on the other end of our line. Curtis, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
How much does Facebook and other social media help you get the word out about some of the programs you're involved with?
It's a tool. You know, we do a lot of things in order to get the word out. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. We also, you know, use the normal versions. We print out flyers and go door to door. I think it's part of an overall package. I don't think you can only use it, but I do think it's a good way to get to young people and explain to them the problems that are happening in the county.
All right. You are having a Meridian Township foreclosure fraud town hall on Tuesday, November 15th. It's at 5:30 at the Okemos High School Library. Most of the folks out in Meridian Township are doing okay. Why go out there?
You know, first of all, I wish that was true. But what we're seeing in my office is actually people in the upper middle class suburban neighborhoods are actually being hit hard by foreclosures as well. In Meridian Township, over the last 4 years, over 100 people each year have lost their home to foreclosure. And whereas the rest of the county was trending down, last year was a record number for people in Meridian Township to lose their home. 148 people lost their home in Meridian Township. So we're seeing a trend that actually says that Meridian Township does have a problem with foreclosures. The other thing I would say is this isn't just for people who are being foreclosed. In general, we are all victims of this crisis. Our tax base is being destroyed. Our property values are being destroyed. And when you have 148 people losing their home and 100 each year, that means that in each neighborhood in Meridian Township, there's a foreclosure. And that's affected our own property values.
All right, Curtis, what will folks learn when they come to this workshop?
What we go through is the entire crisis. We go through the fraud that has been committed, the robo-signing. We show different examples of that. We show MERS, and you and I have talked about MERS before, but a shadow registry system that was built by the banks to avoid fees in my office and was used to lose paperwork. And people were foreclosed upon based on illegal documents using MERS. We walk people through the Fannie Mae situation in a way that they've tried to avoid paying tax dollars that you and I would pay. And then we show the overall effect that it's had on the county. And when you put all that together, it's a very powerful message to say we need to get on these banks. They need to play by the same rules as we play by, and we think that it's a good message to get out to citizens.
All right. There are some folks, for example, a couple friends of ours, they both make a good living. They've got savings. They give money to their church. They need a bigger house. They'd love to go to a bigger house. They could afford it, but where they are, they're upside down. Is there ever going to be any help for those folks?
You know, there's a new program under the Obama administration that helps people refinance to try to get out from underwater a little quicker by going to a lower interest rate. But I think the answer is we need the economy to recover in order for people to have real, meaningful recovery and be able to actually sell those properties. We're probably talking about another 4 or 5 years before housing prices start going up at any reasonable rate. But a big part of that is foreclosures. Every time somebody gets foreclosed, we are taking a house and putting it on the market. So we're flooding the market with all these homes. And on the other end, we're making it very difficult for that person to ever purchase a home again, at least not for the next 7 years. So really it's basic, you know, microeconomics. On one side, you have a supply that you're actually adding to. On the other side, you have a demand that you're taking away from, and therefore all of our housing prices go down. If we can get a hold of these foreclosures, if we get the banks to actually work with people, if we get reasonable modifications, keep people in their homes, then all of us should benefit from that, and our housing recovery should happen quicker. But at this point, what we have is banks actually pushing people to foreclosure, Fannie Mae being bailed out by our tax dollars, actually encouraging banks to foreclose on people faster. And when they do that, they are destroying our local economies. And I think it's unconscionable. And that's what we're talking about with citizens. We want citizens to understand what's happening to them so they can go to their elected officials, their congresspeople, their local elected officials, and say, we need to do something about this. We need a comprehensive strategy to attack foreclosures in this country and in this state.
From what you've seen, especially through these workshops, because you've been doing these for some time now, are things getting better? Is the market starting to, have we bottomed out yet?
I don't think we've bottomed out. I will say that this year we've had less foreclosures than last year in the county. And I think that we are making it more difficult for the banks. The banks do a cost-benefit analysis in each place. And by providing people with an attorney, by working on this foreclosure fraud front, what we are doing is basically saying to the banks, you know, target some other community. In Ingham County, if you want to foreclose on somebody, it's going to be difficult because people are reviewing the documentation, people are educating judges, people are doing things to keep people in their homes. So it's better, actually, to slow down the foreclosures here and work on modifications. And we are seeing a pattern of that happening in Ingham County. Now, is it what I would like it to be? No. We need to keep fighting. But I do think things are getting somewhat better. But I will also say that at every one of these foreclosure town halls, and we've done seven of them across the county already, in every one we have found somebody who has a legitimate case of foreclosure fraud. And when you that's a very disturbing pattern. These are people that come in, are worried about the foreclosure. We review the documents, and we find something that we think is not right. And that just shows you that, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are being hurt by this process.
All right, Curtis, I've got about a minute left. Charlie from Bath has a quick question. Charlie?
Yeah, good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Could you ask Mr. Hortel how many houses are being taken by tax seizures by the state?
All right, Curtis?
The Treasurer's Office actually would have those numbers, but there are people that are losing their house to tax foreclosure. Tax foreclosure about the state generally puts liens on your property, but I think what he's referring to probably is the county. And the county actually takes properties through that process. But understand that that process is actually a three-year process. So when somebody doesn't pay their property taxes, it's a three-year process. And Ingham County actually has programs to actually work with people on that as well. But that's not my office. That's the Treasurer's Office. But Eric Schertzing is not in any way, shape, or form trying to take people's homes. They actually have a whole program to avoid doing that.
All right. Thanks so much, Curtis.
Thank you, Tony.